Greetings, everybody. It's Sister Amen.
Hey, you did that pretty good.
I hope you're all doing well. Hey, wait.
It's Brother Tupos here.
There you go.
I think I'm here.
Uh-huh. I think I'm here, too.
What did we do today, Sister Amen? We hope you're all doing well. What did we do today?
We went and lifted up Christ crucified, preached the gospel, warned people about man-made religion and the wrath of God to come, preaching the goodness and severity of God.
Yeah, we went to a festival. And we had two young brothers join us. It was awesome. Really crowded. A lot of people today. And we preached the same festival last year. And I'd say today was a really good day. We had a lot of gospel cards went out. I think we talked to some seekers. The brothers were really edified. They got to work together preaching. And I know you had some conversations with people.
Mm-hmm.
Not as many young people. Last year, we talked to tons of young people last year. This year, not so many. It's funny how that goes in streaks.
Yeah.
But we had a really, really good day. What did you think about our street preach today, Sister Amen?
Well, it was good because we got there early enough. We got a decent parking spot right there down one of the side streets. And they hadn't done the parade yet, and we were in the downtown square. And right before the parade came, we walked right in front of it.
Yep, we walked in front of the parade, and then we followed up behind the parade. So that was cool.
And
thousands
then,
of people.
I was going to say, the masses of people that were all lined up for the parade, they all came flooding into the square there, and so we were in among them for hours.
Amazed. I'm always amazed. I'm standing behind the lines of people watching the parade. You got all of the fire trucks and marching bands and bagpipers and all the foolishness and flesh of a parade. And I stand there and preach Christ crucified and the shed blood of Jesus Christ who made a way for people if they'll repent. And people ignore me and give me dirty looks. And it just, I don't know, it's just such a contrast. Worldly parade and flesh, a risen Savior, and the people just hate it and turn away from it. I know it's how it is in the world, but it's such a contrast. It always kind of reminds me of what this is all about. Light and dark, truth versus sin.
Yeah, it makes the Bible come alive because that's what we were told.
Yeah, it does.
You see it right in front of you.
You do see it in front of you,
yeah.
And so it really aligns you to it. What else is on your mind today, Sister Amen?
Basically that, because that's what filled up our entire day.
I was
joyous to see two young brothers growing in the Lord, growing together, more lights shining in the darkness. Had some really good conversations with some people. And
give me an example of one you had.
Well, I can briefly give it an example of two of them because they were kind of similar. Two women, one about maybe a little bit younger than me and another one that was quite a bit younger. And they both seemed pretty open. They were both seeing through man-made religion. One of them had not really heard about being born again or anything, so I got to be able to encourage her to be able to examine herself, make sure she's willing to lose this life, and then go seek after that. I told her it doesn't do any good if she's going to hold on to even one thing.
Nope.
And so it was really encouraging to be able to give that. And then many, many, I call them mini conversations, you know, somebody going by and I'll call out to them and whatever it is I'm saying at the time, and it draws their attention, and they come over. I give them a gospel card, tell them what the gospel is, and quick warning is on the backside. I do it really brief within a couple minutes and see if they want more, but I don't always turn the audio on then, but because it's a lot of those kind of passerby witnessing things, they want to listen a little bit, but not too much. And I had quite a nice assortment of those.
That's awesome.
And so, you and the brothers had a lot of witnessing too.
Yeah, I would say the best one we had was two young Baptist men who were kind of listening. We had a little bit of mockery in the middle, but they ended up listening, and we really gave them so much evidence against their Baptist system that they really just kind of stood there staring at us. Then their worldly father-in-law came over and really made himself look foolish because he tried to defend his worldliness and his carnality, and it just looked really bad. And they definitely walked away with some things to think about, how they can't defend the Baptist faith. They admitted it's full of sin. They said, yeah, I guess we are united to sin if we stay there. So that was awesome. The brothers, young brothers, got to help me witness to them. So that was probably like the best witnessing we had. And there was a lot of it there. And I think about these things. We go forth. I was telling the young brothers, we go forth in front of thousands of people to stand as salt and light. And the main goal we go for is to serve God. if not one person wanted to talk to us and they all hated us and rejected us, we still go. And I like how my brother said it. Jesus said, go, that's enough. It's why we go. That's it. We don't need anything else.
No.
And if everybody hates us and doesn't want us to go, we still go.
Yeah.
And then you have bonuses when you get people that listen and thank you and say, thank you for giving me these things to think about. They take gospel cards, they go to the website, they'll check it out. And then if one of them becomes a brother or sister from it, that's like a miracle. Right. But we don't go just for the miracle. We don't go just to witness to people. We go and stand for Christ's glory.
Amen.
Yeah. And then the other reason we go is to reach the lost. I got a scripture verse about that, but go ahead, Sister Amen.
Oh, no, you go ahead. I'll just fill in a little bit after.
Well, Matthew 18:11-13. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. How ye think, if a man have 100 sheep and one of them go astray, doth he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if it so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. So I don't know if these people were stray sheep, but we go and look for people that are lost and call them to repentance. That's another part of it. So the first part is for God's glory. The second part is to go and remind people that they can come, whosoever, John 3, can come and repent. And it's just a glorious thing to be able to offer what Christ has done to this lost and dying, sick, sin-filled, deceptive world.
Right.
And we get to be a small part of that.
That's awesome. That's a precious gift.
Yeah.
And something that we should take seriously.
Amen. Amen. What were you going to say?
I was going to give a contrast of maybe ears to hear and a hardened heart. So there's a lot of Anabaptists in the area.
Oh, man. Anabaptists this year. A lot of them, and they're all cold-hearted.
Yeah. And so when they would walk by, almost all of them had, it was either all women or women with a man, and I would try to approach the women. And most all of them, I could tell, when they saw me, they would turn their back and make sure that there was no eye contact. So I was like, okay, I can see that. I'm not going to waste my time on that. If you don't want it, you don't get it. Well, one woman was walking right by me. She glanced at me. We made eye contact. And I was getting ready to hand a gospel card out. My hand was going out. And she turned her head totally to the left and walked right next to me. She wasn't looking at anything. She turned her head all that way.
Yeah.
But right before that, another Anabaptist woman was walking by, and she smiled. She had children. And I smiled at her, and I asked her, could I give you a gospel card and share some things with you? She said, sure. And so I had one of those mini conversations, went on maybe 3 or 4 minutes or
so. Did you give her an Anabaptist card?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have a special gospel card just for them.
Yeah, and the children were kind of, she was trying to keep them settled down, so she was a little distracted, but she was actually really kind about it.
Nice.
So hopefully seeds went into her, and I told her to give it to her husband. We'd love to hear from him or the elders or something, because we're in the area and traveling through. So
yeah, most of the Anabaptists, they're very cold-hearted. So when you meet one that isn't, it's amazing, because most of them know about us, and they know that we stand against their false religious system. So we're an enemy to their man-made religious bodies, but anybody seeking truth knows about us and can reach out to us. So so that's awesome. It was a great day in the streets. I had a little bit of problem with some of the police. I found out why. A police chief from another town became the police chief in this town. I preached in his town, and I was calling out some of the false churches and things like that, and I believe this chief kind of had a chip on his shoulder, and I think he had his men trying to harass me today, because they kept telling me I had to move along when nobody else had to move along. So I withstood them, and I wasn't mean-spirited, but I told them, no, you can't tell me to move along. I can preach here. And it ended up really good. I ended up being able to give out some gospel cards to the police, and actually ended up being able to address the police chief himself and said, why were your police harassing me today? He didn't have any answers. And it's just what happens when you're out here doing this work. They know about me, and they end up hating you because of the gospel. And it's something we have to do. Paul said in Ephesians to withstand. And then what did he say, Sister Amen?
Stand.
So I had to tell these police officers, no, I'm not leaving. I'm standing right here. I'm not breaking the law. I'm peaceful. And they had to move out of the way. I did not have to move. And so that's why we go, to stand and withstand. And it all turned out really good. And I was thankful. And I rejoiced that I maybe had a little bit of persecution, but it was all for Christ's name. Nothing law-breaking, nothing personal. It's all for the glory of God. It worked out awesome.
Yeah. The truth went out.
It did.
It was a long day, but it was awesome.
Yeah. Anything else on your mind today?
Well, are we done on the preach?
Pretty
are
much.
Are you going to share?
Pretty much.
Because I was going to share something from...
Yeah, we'll get that street preach put up. We actually have two street preachers to put up. A Latino Fest and then this Apple Fest. We'll get those put up sometime soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
With video and audio.
Oh, I was just going to say, I was thinking about something that was said on the talk tonight with the brothers. And one brother killing his flesh and moving and growing in the Lord. He said that he's way more not me than me. And he was explaining how he's a whole lot less than who he used to be. And I was thinking about 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And that's something that doesn't happen in an instant when we're born again. Many things can change right away overnight. You know, our thoughts have changed, but a lot of our flesh can
Yeah, we might get the new man, but the flesh still holds on. And he had some real struggles and held on for well over a year that he had to put away. And he's put him away, and he's like a new man now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
He said there was a whole bunch of them left before. Now he said there's just a few fibers he still has to rip out. But other than that, he sees the new life in him, and he's really thankful for it. So that's pretty awesome.
Right. You know what's interesting about that? When you get to watch other people go through their walk and they share things like that, it kind of, it always makes you look back and examine yourself and go, hey,
I remember
do
that.
I have any fibers left in me?
Yeah, or I remember that struggle in the beginning.
Yeah.
Losing family, you losing your career, losing your life, losing your reputation, losing everything. Maybe your inheritance. This young man left his inheritance.
Yeah.
He left everything, left his family, left his career, left everything to come and follow Christ. So
yeah,
he lost everything, and he's seeing the reward of laying it all down now because God's cleared his heart. Cleared his path, and now he has joy and peace in his heart, and it's an awesome thing.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, praise God.
I had the same brother. It's the same brother that Sister Anne was just talking about. He said, I lost my old family, but now I have new family in Christ, and he looks at the body of Christ that he's united to as his family.
Yeah.
He's got a brother that just moved down right next to him, so now he was living in a town alone. Now he's not alone. He's got a brother right with him. That they get along really great, and they're going to be roommates soon. And he said, this is my family, and it's an eternal family, and he really appreciates that. So that was kind of really heartwarming.
Yeah, and it's heartwarming for me, because I was thinking about that today on the streets. As you and I were doing what we were doing together out on the streets preaching the gospel, and the other two brothers were kind of hanging, and as we would migrate around the area and come across them. And then I was also thinking about my sisters going about their godly works, and one of our sisters is married and they have children.
Yep.
And so I was thinking, you know, the scripture verse, I didn't look it up, but the one where it says if you lose your house, and basically I'm going to say your family.
Matthew 10.
Yeah, so Brother Tupos and I have lost children.
Yep,
grandchildren. And grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
And now when I look at this
careers.
Body that we have, younger, not all are younger,
right?
But they could be our children and grandchildren. So I look at these as daughters and sons, but yet sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I don't know, it's just, it's a great blessing, and it's a great responsibility to be the older and trying to strive in all example and everything that the Lord would have you do. And they're a great encouragement to help us press on too.
And one brother said, he said he realized the only thing we can take with us from this life is our brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
If there's some brothers and sisters that you can help make their race and make it in eternity, you can take them with. Nothing else from this life can you take. So that really kind of makes it how valuable and important the body of Christ is, because we're supposed to help each other make it across the finish line, lift up each other's arms, bear each other's burdens, and we can help each other make it, and that's who we take into eternity with us.
Right.
So I'm all for that, and we love the brothers and sisters that we're united to. Godly people striving for the kingdom of God, losing their lives, and just knitting themselves together in the body to glorify God and go forth and do His work.
Right.
Yeah. So the family the body of Christ is like a family, and we draw close. We talk every day, many times a day. We gather every day. And there's people that just can't imagine that kind of commitment with each other, but it's all led of the Spirit and born of God's Spirit.
Yeah, it is, because if you truly have the Spirit of God in you, you're going to want to be drawn to others who are speaking of it, living it.
Living the same way.
Sharing it.
All united in the same mind.
Yeah. You want to share what the Lord did in your life that day.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Sister Amma, do you have a scripture verse to share today?
The answer to that is yes.
All right.
It's a joyful one. Psalm 67:5. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee.
Praise thee. I like that. Praising God. We do it with our lives, do it with our words, do it with our actions, everything. Praising God.
And I think when it says, let all the people praise thee, someday, in the end, all the people, all his people will be praising him.
Everybody will be together. Yeah. That'll be awesome to see the remnant all in one place, giving worship and glory to the Lamb.
Oh, yeah.
I have a scripture verse I want to share as we close out. Today, while we were out street preaching, I always think about this, but I guess I want to share it today. I think about going out and sowing seeds. Mm. And we cast them out into the world. Matthew 13:3-9. And he spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell into the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. And some fell on stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up, because they had no depthness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them out, and choked them. But others fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears, let him hear. So I think about that. I'm excited, because we never know when we're preaching and handing out gospel cards and talking to people what it's going to do, who it's going to go out to, what's going to be the eternal fruit of it. We may be dead and gone. Some of these people might remember us in the streets, remember the words of the eternal Father, and you never know what it'll do. So I was encouraging the brothers to never forget that God's word never goes out void, and that it's always going to do what it's supposed to do, either to people's condemnation or their glorification. And so it's exciting to think that God works through us in those ways.
Being
sowers of God's truth.
Yeah.
That's what we long to do. So we're just going to keep doing it every day.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's one-on-one or in street preaching or online. I've got people email me from other preaches that we've done. So we just have a lot of ministry going on, and it's never boring. We always have a lot to do. We can never get caught up, which is a good thing. And we want God to be glorified in it all.
Right. Amen.
Anything else, Sister Roman?
I'm just thankful to be his worker.
Amen.
Not just. I am thankful, because we're more than just some workers. We have all kinds of different jobs that we do. When I say worker, as a preacher of the gospel or out on the streets like that, there's so many different things we get to do, and I'm just thankful to be able to do them all.
You just said something that made me think of it. The two Baptist guys we were witnessing to, I really went after him for this one in a loving way. Nice way. He said, so what church you guys belong to? And I said, we don't. We're like a house fellowship. And I said, we travel full time, but we gather with saints online. He said, well, how do you gather and break bread? How do you do that? I said, we do it online with people in person, with online. He goes, so you're just Christians. And I looked at him and I said, just Christians?
What else is there?
I said, the word Christ, he's everything. He was saying, you're not a Baptist, you're not a Lutheran, you're just Christians. And I really grilled him, and he felt bad. I said, how dare you say just? I said, it's the highest name there is, Christ, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I didn't mean it that way. I said, you said it. We're not just Christians, we're followers of the Most High, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So
praise God for that.
Yeah, so I think some of the seeds ended up falling deep in those young men, and I hope they go deeper. He wants me to contact his pastor. He said 4 or 5 times, make sure you contact my pastor. He'll set up a meeting and we can all talk. And I said, don't hold your breath, but I'll try. Because meaning the pastors never want to do it. I'll do it. The pastors like to run and hide because God's word's not on their side.
Yeah, so maybe what they're thinking is either A, my pastor will show you that you're wrong, or B, he's curious about some of the stuff you said. And
oh, yeah.
Maybe he'll find out his pastor was wrong and he'll be like, I need to look into this.
Amen. So yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to reach out to his pastor.
Yeah, nice.
He has my card. He can reach out to me.
Right.
So we'll see how that all goes.
Yeah, let's wait and see if we get those days.
And tomorrow's a new day. We don't even know what's going to happen, what we're going to do tomorrow. We're not worried about it. I think we're just going to let the Lord lead, and we'll see where it goes from there. But we do have a lot of ministry to catch up on. I don't know if we'll do a preach tomorrow or not, but we will see. And whatever we do, we will follow up and be posting it. Go to the Ecclesia Gathering area, and you can see a bunch of audios there. And then look at the pictures. Sister Almond posted some scripture pictures.
Uh-huh.
And I hope to get some more content, maybe a verse by verse added to the website tomorrow. So we just keep pouring out for the glory of God.
Amen.
We're here for you all. Shoot us an email. Seek after the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Matthew 6:33. And everything else will be added unto you.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know
what
else.
What a wonderful promise.
I don't know what else there is.
That's everything.
Amen.
Everything.
We love you all. Go forth. Serve the King of Kings.
Amen. Love to you, sisters and brethren.
May God be praised.